Philadelphia in the 1790s was a very exciting place. On the one hand, the New Republic and all that meant politically and culturally was being defined. This was our nation's capital. On the other hand, there were some real problems, and one of the most vexing was the annual yellow fever epidemic, in which literally tens of thousands of people were decimated.
The excitement of building a new world, a new country, a new republic, and at the same time, your neighbors and your friends and your family members are dying by the thousands around you. I'm Karen Young, the director of the Fairmount Waterworks Interpretive Center.
I'm David Brigham, the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. These two sculptures by William Rush are a testament to those dual forces in Philadelphia in the 1790s. There was raw sewage running through the streets. People threw their table scraps and their shop scraps out into the sewer.
People were using an outhouse within walking distances of where you were drawing your drinking water from.
So clean running water was what was going to provide healthful drinking water, but also remove waste from the city. And ultimately, the waterworks really is what addressed effectively the problems.
The thinkers of that time said to themselves, we're connected to the river. We could use this water to help force water uphill to our reservoirs, which held 1 million gallons of water that would flow by gravity to the people in Philadelphia. And this is both a historic landmark and an engineering marvel.
They realized that they were creating something important here when they created the waterworks. And so the buildings are in kind of a classical temple form structures. We're standing in a beautiful colonnade. We're also looking at the two gatehouses to the pump houses. Atop those are a pair of sculptures that were commissioned by William Rush, who was not only the leading sculptor here in Philadelphia, but the first really American sculptor to aspire to create fine art in three dimensions.
William Rush was a very prominent Philadelphia figurehead carver born in 1756. His father was a carver, and he was trained by an English figurehead carver. These sculptures are, in fact, polyester resin replicas of the original wood carvings, which are now in preservation at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. I'm Linda Bantel. I wrote a book about William Rush in 1981.
The male figure is called the Allegory of the Schuylkill River in its improved state. It's a very old man, and he's got this long beard, which gives him this kind of wild presence, but it also gives a sense of the flowing movement of water. He has his hand up over his head, and there are chains wrapped around his arm. These chains symbolize the effort of the watering commission to harness the energy and create this new public amenity of running water and waste removal. On the left-hand side, as you face the sculpture, is the American eagle with its wings spread. And the eagle is there as an American emblem. It's also there as a symbol of wilderness. And the eagle is about to fly away, the idea being that this site is being tamed. It is being harnessed for human purposes. And so we have the arrival of civilization and the departure of wilderness in the same sculpture.
The female figure, which is the allegory of the waterworks, she is shown very graceful and beautifully with the water wheel, which was the engineering feat, which is still visible in the waterworks today, with her hand over the water wheel. And then the water is pumped from the reservoir, which is a symbol of this vase, which is the bottom, and then the water pipe pops out of the top behind her. So that all shows the water going by pipes into the reservoir. So it's all very clearly articulated, which anyone, just as, you know, in Christian churches, anyone would understand the iconography of it.
For Rush and for the watering committee, to add sculpture to the waterworks was a way of saying that this is an important aspect and an important achievement of our new American civilization. This is a celebration of the intellect, of the can-do spirit of the American people, and really recognizing this as a milestone in the new American Republic.